We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast Fiesta Bowl Flashback Edition, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Your community, your place to bank. Join in. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Fiesta Bowl Flashback Podcast. I'm John Warren, along with Mike Parker. The Fiesta Bowl Flashback Podcast is brought to you by On Point Community Credit Union and by Lacrosse Boots. We want to thank Lacrosse Boots for making this Fiesta Bowl Flashback edition of the podcast possible. Beaver fans, when you need a pair of boots for that rainy Oregon weather, choose a boot done right. Lacrosse Boots, done right since 1897. And we want to thank Toyota dealers for sponsoring this podcast. Outside of helping bring this podcast to life, Toyota has created a special rewards program just for Beaver fans. Win exclusive memorabilia and Fiesta Bowl swag throughout the year, along with getting an OSU premium giveaway in the mail each time you bring your car in to get serviced. To register for the program, visit osubeavers.com/Toyota-rewards-program. Special thank you to Toyota for sponsoring today's podcast. And our special guest is offensive lineman, in fact, center Chris Gibson from that team 20 years ago.
Before we get back into more memories of the season 20 years ago, Mike's got a lot of questions. What are you doing now? Are you in law? You're in law enforcement. Were you an officer? I can't remember if we had you on recently, and I thought you were a state cop.
No, I'm a sergeant for the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office over here in Bend, Oregon.
There's been a number of former offensive linemen whom we've had on this show who are in law enforcement with a badge, actually, you know, out on the streets.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a natural fit, at least in my opinion. The life lessons that you learn being part of a member on a football team, I think just kind of transitions well into this line of work. It just allows you to, you know, deal with adversity, overcome adversity, and you know, I think it just is kind of, at least for me, it was just kind of a natural fit into what I wanted to do.
Chris Gibson, the center on the Fiesta Bowl team, joins us. The offensive line, and a few times along the way, Chris, on these shows, I've enumerated them, but let's do so again and have you talk about each guy Vince Sandoval at left tackle, Robert Sykes at left guard, yourself at center, Jared Cornell at right guard, and Mitch White at right tackle. All of you started every game together, that unit. When you think about that group that I just named, how you worked well and so cohesively and powerfully together, what are some of the things that come to your mind about how you played as a unit that year?
Yeah, I think the fact that we were all able to play and start every game that year, including, you know, our tight end, Marty Maurer, and we started every game. So to be able to do that and get that cohesiveness and not have to, fill in with any other spots of an injury or whatever throughout the year, I think makes a huge difference because it gives you an opportunity to just continue to build and build each game and be more familiar with the people around you and comfortable in those roles. I think for any team to be able to have, you know, their starting front be able to start every game for an entire season is a pretty big deal. And we had, you know, all of those guys across the line were great. They were, everybody except for Vinny and I were seniors, so it was a real senior-laden team of guys who had been around and who had worked hard and who had been there, you know, for the most part through some of the times when there wasn't success, and the fact that, you know, all the pieces just fell together for us to be able to put that together is really something that I'm proud of.
Do you hear from any of your former teammates?
Yeah, I talk to, you know, when we get together at Oregon State for stuff, I see people quite a bit. And then Marty and I we hunt together a lot and stay pretty close in communication, talk most at least once a week. So I would say I keep closest in touch with him. But, you know, I talk to the other guys when I'm around Corvallis or see him out.
Chris, do you have some specific recollections in any particular game or moment that's always with you, a key block, a key play, anything that comes to your mind specifically about games or plays in that 2000 season? Yeah, particular play. I mean, Jared Cornell told us about, I think, laying on the ground at Cal Memorial Stadium in Berkeley, just laughing at what you guys had done to spring Ken for a huge run.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many of them. I think the highlight for me probably of that season, just being an offensive lineman my whole life in football pretty much, was in that Stanford game, the defensive lineman batted a ball, and it happened to just land right in my hands as I was standing there, and you know, I was able to, I think it was 3rd and 5, and I was able to gain 4 yards to put us in a 4th and 1 situation. And I ended up getting hurt and leaving the game, which was unfortunate, but it wasn't super serious. But we were able to go for the 4th and 1 conversion, get that, and kind of score that final touchdown that that put us over the edge. And I think for me there, you know, we kind of had the ball bounce our way a lot that season. I mean, we had the situations in UCLA where we had an offside that saved us in a big situation. And then I think a fumbled ball that another landed right in one of our other receivers' hands that ran for a touchdown. So I think that's kind of one of the things that stands out to me, is that I think if you believe in yourselves as a team and you work hard as a team and put the effort in, I think you put yourself in situations where kind of those weird good things happen. And I think to me, those are some of the greatest memories, is just kind of how close everything was all the way along and how just those random pieces fell into place for us.
The Mahatma Branch Rickey, the legendary baseball executive who signed Jackie Robinson. Branch was fond of quoting a famous Persian proverb that luck is the residue of design. And you got lucky a couple of times in that UCLA game in particular to have the false start that saved the season from Marty when he fell back in the end zone. But Marty was involved in that game too, Chris, as you remember the play you're talking about. Marty caught a ball over the middle got popped and fumbled because Prescott hadn't quite run the right route. He was in the same vicinity, and he caught it and took it to the house. So you kind of – that's – do you remember just being on the ground or standing up and watching that play out?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You know, it's just kind of the when you see that happen and kind of some of the times as an offensive lineman, when there are those big plays that happen like that, you actually get an opportunity to kind of see because the ball's down the field and out of your realm. I mean, most of the time we're laying on the ground or got a pile of people on top of us and we don't get to see that. So I think it's, you know, it's just kind of that realizing that, holy cow, you know, all of the stuff is going the way that we need it to go for us to be successful. And it just reiterates in you that, you know, coming from where we came from at Oregon State and getting to where we did, it was one of those deals where it was, you know, it's just all happening. And I think sometimes it's kind of a surreal experience to just step back and be able to see and be able to, you know, watch those guys work. We had outstanding talent at our skill positions. And at times when you could, to be able to see what those guys were capable of doing just inspires you to work that much harder at your spot to make those opportunities happen.
Speaking of outstanding talent and skill level, we're in Husky Week on the Fiesta Bowl flashback. Chris, did you watch and observe the amazing 80-yard pass when Jonathan lost his shoe and found Chad anyway for an 80-yarder at Husky Stadium? Can you kind of see that and remember where you were in that moment?
Yeah, I think, and I don't, I feel like that just seeing the situation of, you know, that happening to Jonathan and it not even like busting his stride, right? Like the concentration and the leadership and field presence that Jonathan had with us that year, just the fact that, you know, a lot of times a guy runs out of his shoe, he's going to maybe stand there and be like, oh crap, what's going on, kind of gather himself. He just spun around, set his feet, and threw the ball down for an amazing catch. And I mean, that's just kind of reiterating what I'm saying, is it was stuff like that for us all year that was just fun.
On Jonathan's demeanor, Chris, when he got hired, you were thrilled about that, weren't you? You said he was a coach on the field then, a great leader. Tell us a little bit, just Chris, about how you feel that your quarterback's now the head coach of this program.
You know, for me, I think it's really special. I'm a huge supporter of Jonathan. We were roommates. We spent a lot of time together, obviously, quarterback and center. But I just always knew that even in that time, that one day Jonathan was going to become a head coach. And I always felt that he was going to make a great head coach. And when the opportunity lined up for him to end up at Oregon State, I just didn't think there was anybody better. And I don't think there's anybody better that can bring our program to where we want it to go than somebody who's been there and done that. You know, the ability for him to come in as a walk-on, believe in himself, show what he can do, earn that spot, and then to be our leader to guide us to where we ended up that year. It's super exciting for me to have him there running the program. And there isn't anybody that I would rather have in that position right now.
Chris, last thing from me, and it's just kind of an overall feeling of that year, that flashback, that 20 years ago, the run, as it started slow, the close game with Eastern Washington, and then built and crescendoed with a blowout win in the end in the Fiesta Bowl. When that was going, and right now it's Washington week, but as that was ramping up and the team was starting to get better, what was the feeling and the talk in the locker room like, hey, we might have something here? Or did you just quietly keep playing and your coaches Smith and Erickson just keep your heads from getting a little too big? What was it like as you guys were slowly getting better and to be one of the best teams in the country by the end of the year?
Yeah, I think, you know, sitting there as a player after that Eastern Washington game, I think there's some thoughts going through your head of like, well, I guess I'll be home for Christmas again this year because this isn't looking like it's working out too well. But as the season progressed and as we started, you know, we still won that hard situation where we didn't play great and we had an opponent who's a very good opponent and a very tough team every time you play them came in. And I think, you know, that's where you start to just build that grit to know, okay, we overcame this. It was a bump in the road. Things are going a little bit slow. But I think with most football teams that I've been a part of, offenses are kind of slow building as the year goes on. And I think, you know, that's why you put yourself in some situations early in the year to play some games and start building that. And I think, you know, kind of once our offense clicked and started hitting, we compete with anybody. And, you know, we have the chip on our shoulder. Everybody's going to underrate us. And I think the thing that Erickson and especially Coach Smith as my offensive line coach did was kind of put that all in perspective for us. Like you said, they didn't let it get blown out, but they also encouraged and brought us that expect to be there, expect to win these games. You know, I've been there as a coach. I've won these games. I've seen teams. I see you guys as team. You guys are great. You know, keep believing in what we're doing as a program, working hard and building. And I think for me, that was kind of the thing when Erickson came in is he's got his record of where he's been and what he's done. And he comes in and like, you know, I've been all these places. I see you guys and there's no reason why we can't win with the guys that we have here. And to be able to really buy into that, I think, and as the season went on, you know, the pressure kind of starts building a little bit. Like each game you win, knowing how college football works, and if you want to compete for a Pac-10 title or if you want to compete for a national title, it's like when you lose a game, it kind of takes you out of that stuff, and especially if you're a team like Oregon State. So I think it kind of felt as the season built, each game the pressure got a little bit more, and I think just having that experience leadership to be able to navigate that and not let that get the best of us was a huge advantage for us.
More of the On Point Community Credit Union Beaver Sports Flashback coming up here in just a bit. It's brought to you in part by Willamette Valley Vineyards. Beaver fans, have you joined the Game Day Wine Club created by Willamette Valley Vineyards? Members receive special benefits and portions of the sales go to support the Fermentation Service Program at OSU. Sign up today during this Fiesta Bowl Flashback edition of the podcast at WVV.com. And, of course, On Point is a proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Podcast, federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity. Now back to more of our conversation with Chris Gibson.
Chris Gibson with us for just a little bit longer. Chris, we really appreciate your time. You mentioned Greg Smith, the Gov, Dennis. We've talked about Jonathan Smith. I'm curious to know, Dennis has said there's nobody, no coach better, Jim Mihalchuk, who was on that staff in 2000 and now said that he learned, I mean, that the Gov's the best. What was it like? I want to ask you about the toughness of Thurman Bell at Roseburg and playing for him, and then what it was like to play for Greg Smith at Oregon State.
Yeah, and I think that you're absolutely right with that, Mike. I think being in that program at Roseburg and being under Thurman Bell, it just totally put me in a position to go in and be able to, you know, handle the staff, and they're tough guys. I mean, Thurman's one of the toughest guys around, and Coach Smith is definitely one of the toughest guys I've ever been around. And so, you know, to be able to learn at that younger level of, hey, you know, it's going to be hard and it's going to be tough at times, but you got to push yourself and overcome this. That's just what fills you with football and life lessons of just being able to deal with the hard situations and get through them. And so, yeah, I think Thurman did a great job with us to put us in that position to be able to navigate that.
I got to ask you, just because you brought it up and moved on to something else, but on the pass reception against Stanford, did you catch it and run the 4 yards? Did you plow some people over? Did you catch it and fall down and it happened to be 4 yards? Tell us about the skills you showed on that play against Stanford.
Well, I would say that I didn't display much in skills. I carried the football kind of like a loaf of bread, but I just remember it landing in my arms and then Jonathan's like, run. And so there was some open ground in front of me and I ran as far as I could. And I think, I don't remember for sure, but one of the Stanford either linebackers or safeties was able to wrap me up. But it was just, you know, it was just a neat experience for coming from where I came from.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. And we close with a thought. We won't be talking to you during when we get in a few weeks here to the final game at home that year. But to have your high school teammate that you won two state championships with, a left-handed option quarterback picking off Harrington three times on the defensive side. And that, what stands out to you about that day, winning that game, the field flooded at the end? What are some of the things that come to mind about the win in that Civil War game in 2000?
Yeah, there was a lot riding on that game for us, a share of the title and, you know, playing against a great team. I mean, Oregon that year, Joey Harrington, they had a great group of guys. And, you know, it's to have Jake have a game like he did out there with those interceptions, it was like he was in the right spot every time for the ball to come right to him. I think it just culminated the year for us with the fact that, you know, we came out and handled that game pretty much start to finish. We got some turnovers that really helped. But I think for us it was that it's a home game. We got a share of the Pac-10 title on the line, whatever our destiny may be after that. I think, and, you know, I ended up with a few teammates from Roseburg on that team, and just kind of to feel that success again that we had in high school and to know that, you know, we were able to be part of turning a program around to get it to the point it was that year. And, you know, shoot, I sure feel like if situations would have lined up right when we played that Fiesta Bowl game, I would have lined up against anybody in the country that year and taken our chances with that. I just, the way our offense came together at the end of that year, I would have liked our odds against anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, it's been a delight to connect with you again. Thank you for taking a generous amount of your time to look back at a special season that all of us in Beaver Nation cherish. You were a huge part of it with that whole offensive line group. It's great to talk to you again, Chris. Thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of the Beaver Sports Flashback, brought to you by On Point Community Credit Union and by Oregon State eCampus. The world has shifted towards online education, and no one does it better than Oregon State eCampus. You can choose from more than 75 programs and earn your degree online from a nationally ranked leader in the industry. Learn more today at ecampus.oregonstate.edu. Beaver fans, you don't want to miss the new Facebook Live Chew on This program. You need to head to the Beaver Athletic Facebook page. Find the new live shows that air and are produced each Monday. You'll have the ability to ask questions for the weekly guests as we bring on current and former OSU coaches and players to dive into all the Fiesta Bowl throwback to go with it and learn all about the season, the games, the coaches, and the players. The Fiesta Bowl flashback season, the Chew on This Facebook Live Show. Join us each Monday via Facebook Live. All right, that'll do it for this week's edition. Mike and I will be back next week as we continue with the Fiesta Bowl Flashback on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast Fiesta Bowl Flashback Edition, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Your community, your place to bank. Join in. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.